Dalit Tammuz, Wednesday the 12th of June, Rabbi Yechiel Cohen, Beirosh of Miriam.
Good morning everybody. The Kantler and Ashayla, one can contemplate that the Kral say, Mitzah Shvokhoi, the fun of Lei Kol Shvokhoi, when one praises a person, one shouldn't do it in front of him, only part of the praise should be in front of him. I want to thank, first of all, so the Shayla is, what happens if somebody's going to hear it? And he's telling me that he's listening to it, Shas Maises, but he's not actually in the room. That is the indefatigable Rabbi Itzkovitz has actually asked me to speak, and who has his eyes scanning the world to find potential speakers who are going to arrive in NW level, and then he can nail them when they come to ask him to speak and start their terrorway. Thank you very much, Rabbi. He sent me the poster, which is displayed everywhere, of the various speakers who are speaking this week, and I noticed something remarkable. That on the graphics aside, on the lower line, on the bottom line, the three speakers who are speaking this week at the end of the week are all actually brought up in Golders Green between 30 and 50 years ago. Now, why do I say that remarkable? You'll hear in a minute. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara says in Seita, Shleisha Chino is saying, the three areas where people find favor, say Mokem al Yeshvot, where a person lives, the place where a person lives, he finds pleasurable. It appeals to him. Chin isha al baila, a wife to a husband. Chin mekat al mechle, somebody purchases something, a car or an item of clothing, he's happy with it. Whatever it looks like afterwards, but he's happy with it. Of course, one can live in an area and has a liking for it. But I have a further duty, as I said, to have been nurtured in this community and to return to give a share requires a special shabbat vaydar to Golders Green. Let me explain. During the Gulf War in 91, I happened to be with my family in the United States of America. And at the time, following the news, there were 500,000 Allied soldiers facing the forces in Iraq. And I remember hearing the term discussed in the military, it was called beams and bullets. The logistics that support an army, the huge distribution of ammunition, fuel, water, and almost everything else imaginable, down to what they said was batteries for the soldiers' Walkmans. The statistics were incredible. The Army, the Air Force at the time, consumed 12 million gallons of fuel a day. They refused to say how many bullets, how many bombs had actually dropped, but they said that what they had dropped in that short period of time exceeded all the bombs that had been dropped during the Second World War. This is the largest logistical move in history, said one of the generals. A growing network of aluminium-sided bogus stands are being set up near American positions to provide what the generals say is what the troops really need. Hamburgers, french fries, and hot dogs. I've come. In contrast, when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, and Klal Yisrael spent the 40 years in the Midbar, they numbered not only 500,000, but some 3 million neshamas. One thinks about the supplies, the food supplies, and the water, and everything else which went with it. One begins to appreciate actually the nisim of the Be'er, of the Onam, and the various things which Klal Yisrael had, the Be'er, the Mon, and the Onam, the Rebbeinu looked after Klal Yisrael for 40 years in the Midbar. So much so, that the Charedim, the Sefer Mitzvah, the Charedim tells us, that there's a mitzvah saseim in our Torah, and the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, V'zacharta es kol haderech, ashe lichecha Hashem aleikecha, remember the way that the Rebbeinu took you in the Midbar, Zah Borom Shonoch, for 40 years, there's a mitzvah saseim which a person can live a climb as many times as he wants during the day, to remember that by Yachilcha Esamon, he fed you the mon, asher lo yodata v'leodin avisecha, l'mah v'diyacha, to teach you. Ki lo yal alechem levad yichya odom, to teach us that panasa comes from the Eivishka. Kam kol meit l'pi Hashem yichya odom. Sim lo sali volsam yalecha, your clothes were looked after. V'rabu chalei b'tzeika, zeh aborim shalom. So the Haredim, we learn from that as well, that it's incumbent on every individual always to remember the chasodim that the Rebbeishim does with them. To further appreciate the ness of the particular, we'll take one of the nisim, the nisim of the Be'er, one needs to see a medrash quoted by the Rechaim HaKadosh. The Rechaim HaKadosh asks a question in Parshas Ba'alei Yisrael. They ask, we find the Mekoshish Eitzim, the one who went on Shabbos, Machlekes the Gemara, exactly what he did. But it was Mekoshish Eitzim, it had something to do with a malacha on Shabbos, of cutting wood. And the Rechaim HaKadosh asks, he says, where do you find wood in the Midbar? Where do you find? Have I Omar Rabbi Seinu Bedina Kisadam from Kaiba Oif? El Mechasim Ba'ofa Midbar, that sand, even the earth in the Midbar, is not cultivatable because it's sandy, sorry, it's salty. Where did the Mekoshes, the one who cut down the wood on Shabbos, where did he get the product from? Where was the wood? Where was the wood growing in the Midbar? Says the Erech HaMekodesh. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. It happened when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. Now we know Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, so why does the Pasuk tell us? Says the Erech HaMekodesh, brings the Medrash. Shabeira Shal Miriam and Klal Yisrael were in the desert. It was one of the phenomenal mission of the Be'er was, Hayamashke, Vayamale, Ginoisu, Pagamisu, Paradisim. It made the place flourish. The Midbar, as Klal Yisrael moved, Kew Gardens moved with it. Klal Yisrael was surrounded by this tremendous oasis wherever they went. Says the Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar. Says the Medrash Isha, if a woman wanted to have a chat, she wanted to schmooze to another person who was blown to another shadet, she would have to take a boat. The water cut such a wide river between its shade and shadet. Not only these with flourishing gardens, but with beautiful rivers, you have to go by boat. By mine, Yitzchutzle, Machin, Latif, and Pisa Gadela, some of the Chumashim with pictures. And because of the tremendous amount of water which surrounded Klal Yisrael at the time. But not only that, the fruit which grew in that time in the Midbar, says the Medrash Tanchuma, Oisin Piris Ben Yoimon, Keshahayum, Tchinas Bris Shalaylam. They grew in one day. You planted an apple tree, and it didn't take 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years to grow, or all up. It grew on the day they had these delicious fruit. We get a picture of what Klal Yisrael benefited on a daily basis from the beautiful Be'er. One day, Klal Yisrael woke up. A massive shock. They looked out to the gardens, a beautiful garden, beautiful, luscious oasis that it was surrounded by. And everything seemed to have gone dead. Look at mirage. It all gone back to sand. That Gan Eden has suddenly vanished. Now she waking up one morning and just seeing the garden withered. We're all gone. The entire water supply has suddenly been turned off. There was no water, no shade, no fruit, no nothing. The Gideon was stunned. Why has it all happened? As far as I know, the Thames Water Board are not allowed to shut off on private tenants. They're not allowed to shut off the water supply. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right. And suddenly something had happened here.
Down to a trickle.
Okay. And everything had gone dead. And I didn't know why. Even the time of the Egel, this didn't happen. Even the time when Klal Yisrael was serving Avodah the Zorah, this didn't happen. Klal Yisrael still had the Be'er Shalim and they still had them on. What have they done so terrible? What happened? What have we done wrong that some of the revelation had made it all vanish? Klal Yisrael had the question. And Rashi tells us, the Kliyok is Madaik, Rashi tells us, the Pasuk says, Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael kol ha'edam midbar tzin b'chedesh ish, and Klal Yisrael came, they were in the midbar, Vayeshivam b'kodesh va Thomas shom Miriam. Miriam passed away. Mati kober shom. That was Pasuk Aleph. Miriam passed away. Miriam was Niftarah. The next Pasuk. There was no water. By Kola Moshe Balaam says to Rashi, Mikan, we can infer from here, from the fact that the first pasuk tells us that Miriam was Niftar, Miriam passed away. And the second pasuk tells us there was no water. Says Rashi, Mikan, we see from here, Shekol Menshon, all the 40 years, Hoylam HaBe'er, the Zchus Miriam, the Be'er was in the Zchus of Miriam. From here we see. That means, points to Klayoka, that only from here, they were unaware in all the years that they had benefited from the Be'er Shel Miriam, and they had this wonderful flourishing oasis and all the pleasures of the Be'er, they didn't know in this was they were. It was only after she passed away, after she was Niftarah, that they suddenly realized who their benefactor was. Meisa Miriam says the Gemara, Mistalka HaBe'er, the Be'er vanished. Thomas from Miriam, the Ksiv Basra, and he says afterwards, Veloi Hoyamai, maybe there was no water. The Chazrob is Chus Shneim, after she passed away, and after Klal Yisrael complained, there was a whole story of Moshe hitting the rock, and then the Be'er came back in the Chus of Moshe. And the question is, if it could come back, and if there was a new supplier, not Thames, but there was another supplier happy to take over, in our case, Moshe and Aaron, and it could come in there, so why did I have to stop? Why did Kaiser have to complain? Why did there have to be the whole story of Name Riva? Why couldn't the water just change supplier and go from Zechus Miriam to Zechus of Moshe and Aaron? Why did it stop? Explains the Tliok. All those years that Klal Yisrael were benefiting from this wonderful, wonderful nest of the Be'er, the Zechus of Miriam, they didn't know that it was coming in her Zechus. And because they didn't know her true greatness, and therefore when she was Niftara, when she passed away, they were not masping her, Karoyu. They didn't give her a fitting hesped. They didn't give her a fitting hesped befitting a true Tzadekes. Whereas for Moshe and Aaron, Klal Yisrael mourned for 30 days for Aaron, week 4, Moshe Rabbeinu, they mourned fittingly when Miriam passed away, not realizing her true greatness. But Thomas Shom, Miriam Bati Kovesh Shom, they didn't give her a fitting husband. And that was punished for Klal Yisrael. It was a punishment for Klal Yisrael. They were punished by having the water withdrawn because you didn't appreciate who was actually, and whose chus you were actually receiving. She is the one that you owe an enormous amount of Hakoras HaToyv to. The Chura has posed a difficulty. It's not the first time in the Torah we've heard of Miriam. We hear of Miriam much earlier along in the Torah. The pasuk of Klal Yisrael came out of the Yamsu Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah. Miriam the prophetess took Achais Satoif B'yodo, the instrument, Vatitzenekol Anoshim Achareho, Vatupim Mechoyle, she celebrated, she led the Mitzong Vatanda and Miriam. And the pasuk says there, Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah, she was the rabbi. I don't mean that. But she was the leader of the women's congregation at the right time. But Tikkun, she took them away from everybody else, and she sang, so they knew that she was a Nabiya. She knew that she was a Nabiya. 40 years ago, she knew it was a Nabiya. And we meet up with her again. Later on, when she spoke Lashon Hara on her Darga about Moshe and Aaron, about Moshe Rabbeinu, she spoke Lashon Hara. What happened? She was smitten with Saraf, and the whole of Klal Yisrael waited for her. They waited for her until she was healed from Saras, until she done Shuvah, until the Saras had gone away. So they knew how great she was. They must have known how great she was. Why was it a surprise then? Why weren't they maspid her Karoi? Why weren't they maspid her Ke'erika according to her level? They knew she was Nevi'a. They knew how special she was. So what does it mean they weren't maspid her? Perhaps one can explain this follows. There's one thing. Appreciating the greatness of someone, the greatness of Shiva. One stands next to a Shiva, one feels awed, one feels small. One knows that the person's a giant in learning, sat for years and years and years in Marbit's Torah. One has tremendous, tremendous kavod and haracha and value. One holds them in tremendous high esteem. There's something else, and that is when one appreciates how much one personally received on a personal level of Hakoras HaToyim from that Godel, from that great person. For example, Chazal tell us, the Omer Ahud Omer Rav, the Gemara in Brachas, B'chol Yom Yom, every day, Baskel Yitzas Ma'afir, the Baskel goes out from Harsina and says, Kol Ha'ilam Lizam B'Shulchanina B'ni, the entire world has a Rebbeinu Shlem, is fed in the Zuchus of the Dehele Gamayra, Chanina. The Chanina B'ni, he sustains, he lives, he survives on a very small amount of food. Of course, everybody knew that Chanina was a Meridik at Sadiq, and he was an Almeir. Everybody knew that. And by the way, when he was lifted, they were going to give a Gavaldik, a Hesman, about his godless Bateya, and his Kedusha, and his Tara, and his Aveda. But there's another level, there's another Indian here which the Revelation was teaching us. Kala Oilam Kule Nizayim Bishwil Chanina, but you, says the Rebbeinu, every single individual, everybody, benefit on a daily basis because of him in the zechus of his Torah and his Avodah. For 40 years, Miriam lived with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, not 40 years. Yet none of them appreciated it sufficiently. Of course she was a Tzadekes. Of course she was a Tzadekes. She was in a Vio. Her Shmiris HaLoshna, her Tzadekes Mitzvahs. Incredible. But nobody appreciated that they were actually surviving, that they were sustained on a daily basis. The water, and the shade, and the fruit, and all that they received. All the bounty that the Be'er brought. They didn't appreciate that all that was actually the zchus, her maisim tevim and her avodah. Avada when she was nifta, of course there was a hesped. Miriam Anavia, Miriam Atzadeket, fantastic. But what was there lacking? There was a lack of appreciation that we, Miriam, gained from on a daily basis. We were there from in yours. Of course, every single one of us have survived and had a pleasurable time in the Midbar only because of you. And that was the Eidish, and that's why the Be'er had to be taken away in order that you should appreciate that it was actually Miriam and whose chos, and they had to appreciate to get that Hakaras HaToyim, a totally new dimension of godless, of Hakaras HaToyim to this wonderful, to the Nevi'ah, to Miriam. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Apikoris Kegoyim Man, who's an Apikoris? We all have our own definitions of what an Apikoris is. It says, Gemara, Apikoris Kegoyim Man. Om Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef Kegoyim, Hani Do'om, and those who say, Ma'am Rabbonon, what use of the rabbis? What use of the people sitting and learning, Lidhu Koru, Lidhu Tonu? Yes, they're learning. Yes, they're becoming academically great. Yes, they're brilliant. Yes, they're fantastic. Yes, they know Shasana fingertips. Yes, they know Shulchan Aruch. They're fantastic. But Maya Hanalon Rabbon, what are we getting out of them? They're sitting and learning the base medic, fantastic. I sat next to Roshiva, I feel small. I feel so insignificant. I feel so humble next to a giant. But Maya Hanalon Rabbon, what am I getting from the Talmud Chacham? Amalai Abaya, that's a posuk. A person who believes that. It's Megalaponim Baterish Lech Halach. The posuk says, Im Loi Barisi Yom HaBalayla, if not for my bris of Yom HaBalayla of Torah, which is the bris of Yom HaBalayla, Chukash Mai Boris Lissant. That means, besides the Talmud Chacham, being the massive Talmud Chacham and having Shas and Poskim on his head, there's a totally new dimension that we have to understand how much we benefit from the Torah which is being learned. There's a beautiful story which is told over, not in Adria, but in Shmir, may have read it in a book. But Moshe Feinstein sitting in Zechus Adibra, sitting and learning. And while he was sitting learning, suddenly there was a screech of wheels outside. A screech of wheels followed by a knock. And Rachman Alexander, somebody was knocked over. Yana was knocked over, and a few minutes later, somebody came running, and Moshe down. And he'd be knocked over outside. There's couples lying next to him, he'd be knocked outside, and Moshe's locked to him. So the Moshe, this is Nitkain Yid. He's not a Yid. Moshe, there's a Yid, there's a boy lying there, there's a couple next to him. Moshe, it's Nitkain Yid. So Moshe, there's a couple there. Moshe, it's Nitkain Yid. Eventually somebody came upstairs and clarified, it wasn't a Yid. He stole it. It was his bag?
He stole it.
He had stolen it from somebody who was running away from it. He was running away from the scene of crime and he was holding the cup. They asked Ramesh, how did you know? And Nobby, how did you know? Sorry,
he was holding a couple.
He was holding, had a couple next to him on the floor, so they assumed that it was somebody who would be a couple bearer. So they said, Ramesh, you're Nobby, how did you know? How did you know? He said, it's Kenitzai. If I'm only sitting and learning Torah Lishmo here, it can't be that a tragedy should take place so close to my home. When I'm learning Torah Lishma, it can't be. Mahalalan Rabbonon, when you realize, when you appreciate that the Talchom Tam Lachochom, the source of Torah, Be'erish HaMiriam, the source of Chesed, when things are being done Lishma, it cannot be that such a thing should happen, that a Yid should get injured in such a way. So Ramesh was convinced. The Gemara says in Makkos, the story, Kahuda Ho Gabra the Ochle Ariba Rochit, Tlos of Parasi. There was somebody who was eaten by a man eating a lion. In the proximity, Tlos of Parasi made Rabbi Shimon the lady. Shimon the lady was Gavaldi. Who was a visitor. So obviously, Shimon the lady was some giant. Eliyahu Novi stopped coming to visit him. Because you're responsible. If it can happen close by, there must be some kind of fault, some kind of flaw, something lacking in your Torah. Because Torah is such a source of brocha. As we said, Mahalal Rabbonu is an apikoris, not only in a giant themselves, but what, how they affect everything which is around. And we can answer another question on this week's Seder as well. If Chazal tell us that the Be'er was actually the Zchus of Miriam, how come at the end of the Seder, when they sang the Shira as HaBe'er, Ali Be'er, the beautiful Shira, she gets no mention? Why did she get no mention when they sing the Shira? Says the Kliyoka, that's Google Pshat. This was post-Miriam. Now Klal Yisrael understood and realized the mistake. And now when they sang Shira, they were praising Moshe and Aaron. Be'er Chafurua, Sorim, Karua, and Adidon, they realized. Now those chusis, now the Be'er is in the chusis, Moshe and Aaron, we are benefiting of them, from them. We better sing Shira. We've learned from our mistake. We made a mistake before. We knew how great Miriam was. We didn't realize that we benefited. Now that it was taken away, we have learned our lesson. Be'er Chafurua, Sorim, when it was done by Moshe and Aaron and Nezchus, we will immediately sing Shira. And praise and thank the Rebbeinu Shel that is, that they are the ones that we have to have our course to, because it's Nezchus that we are benefiting and we have the miraculous Be'er back. To summarize, we quoted Kliyoka, and the Kliyoka points out that it was only after the 40 years of Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar that they had learned, that they realized that the Be'er was Bezchus Miriam. We asked the question, Ha'itofim, how is it possible? They didn't realize how great she was. And we said, there's one thing, realize somebody's greatness in Torah. In the Morris of Sanhedrin, Mahalan Rabban, they did the who? Yes, they're great. Yes, they're fantastic. Yes, they're mighty. But a person that's still being Epicurious, if he doesn't appreciate that I am benefiting from the Torah, which is learnt in the world. I am the beneficiary. All my hatzlacha and all the brachah comes from, says the Gemara, from Lei Barisi Yom V'Laila. If not for the covenant of Yisrael V'Laila, Chukas Shemayim V'Rasli Santi, that's the fuel which makes the world go round. When we moved to Golders Green some 40 years ago, from an area, another area, people wondered how we could make the move. It didn't have oil Moshe then. And it didn't have Start the Way, the Torah Way then. And it didn't have many, many other things in Golders Green then. But in hindsight, one sees how Be'er Chafuru Asorim, how this Be'er and the Be'er of Golders Green, Chafuru Asorim, Karuna Dida Om, how the people who were living in Golders Green at the time, who were Moisanafesh, Moisanafesh in inverted commas, maybe really Moisanafesh, and they built up Torah, and how people, as I said before, like the picture that one. And the Sanhedrin who grew up in this area, how much we benefited from the Moses HaTorah, from the fantastic Bali Chesed, like the Be'er Yisrael Miriam. And then we can come back today, and I can give a share of a tremendous, tremendous zchus, and a tremendous pride that I can say that I grew up in a place which is now flourishing, and at a time perhaps we didn't appreciate those who were Karu and Divi'am, those who were Chafuru Asorim, those who were implanted in this Gevaldig and Mokir HaTorah. And maybe they weren't recognized at the time for their Mesiris Nefesh. We mustn't be guilty of a lack of HaKorosh HaTayim. And therefore again I say, the Gevalga HaKorosh HaTayim, when you hear the two speakers, tomorrow and the next day you realize that they also grew up, they're also the product of this wonderful area. Thank you very much.